Wow, it's wonderful to see you once again. Yeah, when did I see you? Was it Wednesday? Wow. Amen. Wow, today we have a wonderful word from God for all of us. Amen. Yeah, as Sister Alicia announced, God willing, on Wednesday night, right? Yeah, Wednesday night we have a crossover service. Did I show you that picture? It says crossover to Passover with a guy holding a gun. Wow, you didn't see that? It was on WhatsApp. It was on, you don't look now, but I think I sent it some time back. And the guy was holding a gun and he's saying that he's gonna shoot all enemies. I mean, that's what he's implying. Gonna shoot all enemies down in 2014. He's not gonna go over or pass over. No, he's not gonna cross over with the enemies. The enemies of 2014, they all die in 2014. He's not gonna carry them over to 2015. Yeah, and then he was holding a machine gun, just spraying all of them. But we don't have those machine guns. And even if you have it, you may be arrested. Okay? What we have is our spiritual weapons. Amen? Yeah. All that you have is your spiritual weapons and your prayer that you can pray into the new year. So by God's grace, we have 9:30 to 12:30. You'll be having time of testimonies. Okay? Yeah, I know all of you have wonderful things to say, yeah, within this year. So please give your names to Sister Alicia if you want to tell God something. The Bible says that they overcame him by their testimonies. You can only overcome the enemy by your testimony, what you share. Okay, God did this for me. God did this for me. It also encourages someone. Amen. So you have a time of testimony, just give your name to Stelita. You just get up here, stand up or however, and then you mention, you tell us what God has done for you in 2014. We also have an extensive time of prayer. Amen. Yeah, so that we can pray into the new year. That mostly these nights, people find themselves in all kind of places. But it's good that you find yourself in the house of God and pray into the coming year. Amen. Now, today we have a wonderful word, and the title of the message is When God Has a Baby. Yeah, When God Has a Baby. What a title. What a message. When God Has a Baby. Amen. Yeah. When God has a baby, now God has children, babies. Is this surprising to you? You are wondering which babies are these? When God has a baby, when God has a baby, amen. Now, and this message is appropriate, especially once we are in this season of Christmas. Yeah, and we are talking about the birth of a child. Last Wednesday, we talked about Hail Mary, and we talked about the mother of Jesus and what she had to go through to bring forth the child Jesus. Today, we are concentrating on the child Jesus, and we are saying that when God has a baby, amen. It's gonna be a blessing to you. Who is a baby? Or what's the definition of a baby? When we say a baby, how do you understand it? Yes, Evans. Newborn child. Yes, what else? I'm sorry, come again. A child. Do some children know? Mercy. I'm sure that was you when you were a child. Okay. Yeah. And what else? When an English person say a baby, what do you understand it? Or how do you explain it? Okay. I'm listening. It's all right. Or you are into medicine, so you don't know. Okay. So sometimes amongst the many definitions that you know, and obviously as we know of a child, that children are, when they are born fresh or very new, they are babies. Now, another thing is we use babies to describe anything that is small or comparatively small to something else. Okay? So if we have two things and one is comparatively small or younger or newer, we may call it a baby. Okay, so when we have some cars that are very big, and then we have smaller versions, and then sometimes you can call that these cars are baby versions of the big car. Like we have the Mini Cooper. Is it Mini Cooper? Yeah. Very tiny, very small car. These are baby cars. And then what are the papa cars? The big ones. Like what? The Escalades, the what? The Suburbans. Okay. Yeah, those big ones. Yeah, the Caravans. Yeah. Those are the papas. But we have the smaller ones. The Prius, the Smart, the, what do you call it, Mini Coopers. And those we can term as baby. Because they are relatively small compared to something that is very huge and very big. Now, we want to understand that God also, in the things concerning God, are you here? In the things concerning God, in most cases, things that concern God begin very small, begin relatively very small. You don't see it beginning very big or very large. You see it at a stage, as you see it begin, in most cases, you don't even consider it as something that may be coming from God. But actually, it is from God. Small beginnings of things, in most cases, God is involved in it. Amen. God uses the least or small things before it becomes the magnificent and big things that we all see. Now, when we look in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, it talks about the mustard seed. Matthew chapter 13, verse 31, it talks about the mustard seed. And he likens the kingdom of God to the mustard seed. The kingdom of God. When you talk about the kingdom of God, about anything that concerns God's work or that concerns Christianity, that is the kingdom of God. And we see that it says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Amen. A kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sold in his field. Now let's move on to verse 32. It says what? Which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs. It is the least amongst all seeds. So which, what small seeds have you seen before? What seeds are very small that you've seen before? Grape seeds. Yeah, and then what else? Which one? Chia seed. Okay. And then what else? Watermelon? Is it that small? Yeah. The seeds are very small. The guava seed is small. So the Bible is saying that it is the least of all seeds. I haven't seen one before. Maybe you can bring a picture of it. You can look for a picture of it. Look through mustard seed. You can look through Google. Help. The internet is not working. Okay, it's not working. That's fine. Yeah. So it is a list of all seeds. Small it is. Maybe it is very, very, very small than the guava, or than what? The watermelon, or what else? or than a grape seed. It may be very, very small. But it's what? When it is grown, it is the greatest amongst us and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches. That is something that is so wonderful. Now, last time I asked Dr. Yu, you showed me that picture. Your picture, your 1948 picture. She has a 1948 picture. You have to ask her for her to show it to you. When I saw, I'm like, hey, mercy. Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah. But when you see her. 1948. Yeah. Yeah, 1948 picture. But you see, no one could have imagined that, I mean, that small little girl will grow up to become the beautiful woman that we are seeing now.
Amen.
You get it? Yeah. No one would have imagined. And I wish maybe I also see Rico's childhood picture. Okay. You don't have one. I'm sure you may have one somewhere. He does, right? When I come over, show it to me. Yeah. As you see him, huge and very handsome. I'm wondering how he was when he was a child. Very tiny. Yeah. So, wow. So you see, things that are very big begin very, very small. And so you might have seen Rico then, and you might just ignore him. Yes, I mean, what good can come out of this child? But you don't know what the future holds.
Amen.
Amen? Yeah, you may not know what the future holds. And all of us have small, very, very small beginnings. But our future is going to be great. Amen. Yeah, our future is going to be very large. And you see, he says what? The birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. When it becomes a big tree, many people, many things come and what? Get what they need from that tree. But when it's just a seed, you may just ignore it. You may think that, oh, I mean, what good thing can come out of this? Now, it's the same thing with the church of God. Amen. Yeah, the church of God begins very small. Very little, as we are seeing here. But when we take care of this baby, which is the child of God, it becomes very big. Amen. Yeah, it becomes very big. And big things begin very small. Now let's go into the Bible. Do you have your Bible here? Do you have your Bible here? Yeah. So we want to look at three characteristics of God's baby. Three characteristics of God's baby. When God has a baby, we are saying that the baby is the church. The baby is the church of God. So three characteristics of God's baby. And number one, God's baby do not have impressive beginnings. God's babies do not have impressive beginnings. God's babies do not begin big, as you see it. God's babies do not begin very magnificent. God's babies do not begin very large. They begin very small. You may just look at it and you may just sometimes maybe laugh at it or ignore it. But it is still God's child. Amen. Let's look in the Bible. Look at the book of Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. I read there. It talks about the birth of Jesus. Let's look at verse 11. Let's look at verse 11. Are we there? Okay. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Let's look at verse 8. Let's go maybe back to verse 8. Let's see and read back. What does it say? Amen. And in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Verse 9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, about them, and they were so afraid. And verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So the angels are announcing the birth of a newborn child. And then we are hearing that it is the child or the baby is a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, you'll be thinking that now once they are announcing a Savior, now they are announcing a Savior, you think that the next verse, which will follow, will be something very big and something that's gonna, because it's like a Savior. Wow! A Savior. So you think it's the next verse will show something very magnificent. Someone who is born what? In a castle? Or someone who is born in what? Buckingham? What? Palace? But the next verse, what does it say? Verse 12. And this shall be a sign unto you. So this is how you know that this baby is born. Ye shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. You shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. So we are thinking that once they are announcing a Savior, the next verse which is going to come is going to tell us that this Savior is born in a palace. This Savior is born with what? In royal clothes. This Savior is born, in a very beautiful and magnificent palace. But they are telling us that this Savior is born in a manger. Wow. Is it a manger that a Savior will be born? And this is the reason why the Jews don't believe in Jesus. And they are still awaiting for a Savior to come. Because they are thinking that if God is going to give us a baby, then the baby will have to come. Very big. The baby will maybe just drop from heaven. But how can a baby come from a virgin? And then even where the baby is born? You expect that. The baby will be born in some nice place or wonderful place, but not in a manger. And that is the same with the house of God, which is the church. That a Savior, the church that can save, the church that can help people, will be born, or the beginning of it will be like in a manger. A small place. Something you wouldn't even think that, will there be a church here? Because you see that maybe for big churches, for grown-up churches, they are what? In a cathedral. Very big, very large. Yeah, with nice, signs showing where the church is. And then you go and they say, what? The church is in this small place. The church is in a manger. Mercy. Wow. And can this be a church? Can this be that church that will become big and become the Savior of people? And that is why people lose their miracles. But when they see, when a gentleman maybe comes to propose, they are thinking that, he has to be in what? Some Lexus and has to come in a certain way. But the guy comes, very skinny guy, and you look at him and there is no hope. The guy is from the manger. And not even for the manger, he continues to live in the manger. He was born in the manger and stays in the manger and continues to live in the manger. You wish that maybe the guy would have graduated and be what? Doing something big and bringing a very nice and beautiful car. And take you in a helicopter and go and propose. But he comes in swaddling clothes, even the clothes, very skinny. Very skinny clothes, and there's no hope in the guy. But if only you look beyond the manger and look at the salvation that will come, that's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. So today we are saying that God's baby will come in a way that you might not imagine. It might be that he might come in a manger, or he may be born in a manger. But don't just look at it and ignore it, because it doesn't remain there. It grows to become something big. As the Bible talked about the mustard seed, it grows to become very large, and it's a blessing to everyone. Amen. 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 So you are beginning small, but God is going to make you large. God is going to make you big. God is going to what? Expand your territory. God is going to what? Take you from this small beginning into something that is very large, something that is commendable, something that everyone sees and is like, wow, what a church. Amen. You see, one day, I was in Florida, and I imported a very beautiful lady. Okay? Do you want to hear this story? Do you want to hear this story? Okay. Don't tell my wife, okay? So I imported a very beautiful lady. We're almost at the stage where we wanted to get married. So we have been talking on phone, Skyping and all, doing all those things. And I told her that, you know, come around and let's fellowship. So, yeah. So the lady arrived at Fort Lauderdale Airport. And then I went in my what? BMW. Hey. Or my Benz. You know the Benz? It's there, it exists. Or it existed. I took my Honda Civic 94. My Honda Civic 94. Lisa, do you remember that car? And you see, that car had, you know where the back, what do you call it? The back wheels. It was rotten, or it was getting rotten. The metal was getting rotten. Yeah. The car 94, so it was this year I would have celebrated the 20th birthday. Yeah, I was really looking up to it, but I think I had to sell it last year. It really pained me. But anyway, so I took this my BMW to Fort Lauderdale Airport to pick her. And she was coming from Idaho. When she came to fellowship, yeah. When she came and she saw the car and she saw me, the way I was standing there, I think all her hope vanished. She was very excited when coming. When she came and she sat in the car, I don't know even if my aircon was working or it wasn't working. And I took her home. She was silent throughout. How are you? And she'll knock her head. She'll nod. Yeah. But you see, that was the end of that relationship. For all the 4 or 5 days, I think she was there for a week or so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all the plans and all everything we had, you know, we had, and you know what I did? So my I had decorated my bed with some chocolate and some, you know, but yeah, those times I used to be. Yeah. But you see, everything, I mean, Vicky, it just vanished. The enthusiasm and the zeal and all that. When she came and you saw the car and the way, I mean, student, I was just trying to manage with my loans and all that. Ah, you know that there's no potential here. Yeah. And that was it. That was it. It was over. Okay. But she couldn't just look beyond the manger. She couldn't just look beyond the manger and see that very soon and one day I'll be having a Volvo. Yeah. Yeah. She was thinking that I'll just remain where? At what? Honda Civic 94. Yeah. She didn't know that one day I'll have a Volvo. A 99 Volvo, graduate 5 years. I moved 5 years. 5 years ahead of time. You see, and that is how you look at God's church, and then it's like, oh, I mean, when you come, is this a church?
Two members.
Did I tell you of our church in California where they called the choir to minister? And the choir went forward, and it was just with the pastor and the wife sitting down. Yeah, the choir went forward to minister. It was just left with the pastor and the wife. You see, and that is how God's baby is. It starts in a manger. But look beyond the manger. Amen? Yeah, look beyond the manger and look forward and see the potential that's in there. And you're going to be blessed. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. When you want, you have to choose. Don't choose what? Muscles and what? Yeah, looks. It's good if you get all the muscles and all that. Yeah, but look beyond that and look at potential. Yeah, marry potential. Yeah, if the guy is hardworking and he's getting a degree or... look at that and then... Yeah, don't look at something that's baked already. In most cases, these people will take you for a ride. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I don't think Rico was fully cooked then.
Nope.
Yeah, he had potential. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Amen. Yeah. Now, see, babies. Jesus was born in the manger, but that wasn't his destination. His destination was at the right-hand side of God. Okay? So just look beyond the manger and look at the final destination. Amen. Now, the second point, we are learning about three. So the title of the message is, When God Has a Baby. We are looking at three characteristics of God's baby. We look at the first one, which is God's babies do not have impressive beginnings. Just like me in my Honda Civic. Amen. Yeah. Number two, it's a privilege to be invited to attend or see the baby. It's a privilege to be invited to attend or see the baby. Let's look in Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2 verse 1. Matthew chapter 2 verse 1. Do you have your Bibles here? You have your Bibles? Verse 1. The Bible says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard this, and he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. In verse 7, the Bible says, Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard, are you here? When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Amen. Amen. Now, the wise men were invited to go and see the baby. Naya, I thought you were there. So you either have to be there or come up front. Yeah. No, which? Naya, which one do you want? In front or there? Okay. Thank you, Naya. Clap for Naya. Wow. Okay. So you see, mercy. So you see, the wise men were invited to go and see the baby. And when they were going, they went and asked Herod. Because they thought that once a baby has been born, the Herod should know where the baby is. So that maybe they could go with Herod. So they went and told Herod about it. And Herod was like, okay, when you go and see the baby, come and tell me so that I also can go and see the same child. But when they went and did whatever they were supposed to do, now, in a dream, God told them that don't go back to Herod and tell him about where the baby is, but go another way. Why is it that God didn't want Herod also to come and see the child? Now, this is to tell us that it is not everyone who is invited to participate or celebrate in the birth of a new baby. It's not everyone who's been invited to come into the church and be part of the beginning of a church. When the church is beginning, then one of our bishops, the bishop who came here, Bishop Kome, very rich man doing his business, they evangelized to him and told him to come to the church. He said that when the church grows, then I will come. So go back. Yes, go and work on this church and all that. When it grows, invite me and I will come. It's not everyone that is invited to celebrate or participate in the birth of a new baby. And the same with God's church. It's not everyone that's invited to celebrate or be part of the growing or the nurturing of a church. Now, you may think that, oh, Herod should be there. But when Herod comes, Herod will come. And even destroy the church. Because Herod wanted to kill the baby. You think that, oh, I mean, Herod should come. And then when he comes, I mean, he will come and help the church to grow. But Herod was coming to kill this baby that was born. Now, in the Bible, now Nehemiah was building the church, was building a wall around Israel. Now, when he was building, and some people came. Sambalat and Tobiah came and they said that this wall that you are building, even if a fox comes and jumps over the wall will go down. He didn't say even if a fox comes and hit the wall, even if a fox comes and sits on the wall, even if a fox comes and jumps over the wall will fall down. And that is how people talk about God's church. They will come and then they will just come and laugh. Oh, wow, is this a church? How many members? Two. Yeah. Three. Wow, are you guys serious? Yeah. They'll just laugh. If a force comes in Nehemiah, I think chapter 4, verse 13. If a force comes and jumps over the wall will break. And that is how people look at God's baby. And Jesus, it was the same. Herod, the intention of Herod was to come and kill the baby child. In most cases, even now, people come in and they just come and their comments would even destroy the church. Their comments alone and their mannerisms or how they look at things. But I'm here to tell you that it is a privilege. Amen. It is a privilege. The wise men were invited, but not Herod, who was a king. You think that, if a child is born, then we should tell the king. But if Herod had come, he would come and destroy the church. So you are God's beloved and God loves you. That is why he's called you to come and be with his baby. That's why he's called you to come and participate. Come and be part of the growing up of his church. Remember, it is not everyone who has been invited. So see it as a privilege. Amen. Yeah, don't see it as, they are just worrying me and, there are better things to do. See it as a privilege. Amen. I remember in high school, some people just laugh. Some of my mates, they will come and then they say, when they see me, say, oh, I'm looking for, they will come and they will look, I'm looking for Akoto. And, you do that. Yeah. Ella, don't do that, please. Yeah. I didn't care, but you just come down. Oh, where is he? Sorry, I nearly stepped on you. Yeah. And that's the same. That's the same. When it comes to, they just come and say, where's the church? Oh, yeah. Where? And where are you meeting? This small place? In a manger? No. When it grows and it becomes a cathedral, then come and invite me. But whatever it is, God still loves his church. Amen. Whether it's one soul or 10 souls, God still loves his church. And you have to see it as a privilege to be invited to be part of the beginning of this small church. Amen. And remember, it wouldn't remain so, just like a mustard seed, to go and become something very magnificent. Now, you have to know that God's church or the baby, when you have a baby demands so much attention. Yeah. A baby demands so much attention. Babies demand sacrifice. So don't be angry or don't be sad when you have to sacrifice to keep the church going. Yeah, babies demand so much. You can't go anywhere without the baby. Even certain places, certain parties, you can't go anymore. You have to be at home and be with the baby. Yeah. It's not everywhere you can go because of the child. And you have to what? There are so many sacrifices that you have to make because of that child that you have. And the same with the house of God. You also have to make sacrifices for the house of God. And so don't be sad. It's like, it's demanding too much. It's babies that demand so much attention. By God's grace, when it becomes big, when for this small church, you maybe have to do the same. She might what? Lead prayers. Sing for me. Do what else? Yeah, come on the prayer line. Do this, do that. One person. But when it becomes big, it just maybe one role. You just have to play maybe one role. Or you may not even if you want to do something, you may not even get the opportunity to do. But there are so many people. But now, you have to sacrifice. Yeah. It's God's baby. You have to sacrifice. You even places you have to go, you may know you can't go. Just because you have that child on you. And remember, that child may pee on you. Don't babies do that? Oh, yeah. They may poo on you. What can you do? Yeah. Don't pinch the baby. Yeah. Yeah. What can you do? You just have to Move on. You can't put the baby away. Now, Luke chapter 2, verse 17. Something very interesting happened here. Now, when they came and they saw the baby. Naya, are you alive or you are playing on your phone? Is her phone close to her? I think we have to take it. Is she Facebooking or she's what? Twittering. Now, Luke 2, verse 17. Therefore, set. Luke chapter 2, verse 17. Now, I think you are sleeping. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them according concerning this child. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Now, when they had come and seen the child, when they had come and seen the baby, they went abroad and told everyone this child. They went on Facebook and shared it with their friends. Or they went on where? Instagram. Wow, there's a baby that is born in West Palm. Come and see it. But you, are you sharing your baby? Are you talking to people about your baby? Or you are just keeping it to yourself? It doesn't matter if it's even a child. Still talk about the child. Amen. On your Facebook, on your WhatsApp, wherever it is, tweet it. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, in point number three. So what's the first point? What's the first point you wrote down? What's the first point? Three characteristics of God's babies. Yes, God's babies do not have impressive beginnings. Number two, it's a privilege to be invited to attend to or see God's baby. Number three, give gifts. Worship and give gifts to God's baby. Amen. Now, when you look in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Now, the say, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Now, the wise men traveled from afar. They traveled from afar, all to come and see the baby. They traveled from afar, all to come and see the baby. They could have said that they are bigger men or bigger children. Or they are bigger, what? Men and women around where we are. So why should we travel and go and see a little child? You see? And the same in our case. Why should you travel 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 2 hours to go and see a little child? It's only wise men who can appreciate a baby, who can appreciate and look into the future of a baby, and like, it doesn't matter how far it is, let me still go and attend to this child. And I pray that we also will become wise. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, the average Christian or the average baby, what do you call it? Baby Christian, we don't want to make sacrifices. And we also don't, the church is too far. It's too small. And we make certain comments. Why? Because we can't look beyond that small thing. That's baby in the manger. How can, we are talking about a savior and you are talking about a baby in a manger coming to save the whole world. It doesn't make sense. But it's only wise people who can appreciate that. And I pray that we all become very wise Christians. Amen. Yeah. He said, they came and they gave gifts to the baby. Now, babies need the gifts the more. Babies need gifts. And babies need the money. Because a baby can't take care of himself or herself. Have you seen a baby working before? Yeah. Babies can't take care of themselves. They are bills to us at that stage. Yeah. I'm sure Kweku is a whole bill. Yeah. You have to feed so much money. I was talking to Stephen. Stephen is Sister Pam. You know Sister Pamela, right? Yeah. Sister Pamela's baby, kid. And the father was telling me the child is not eating. And the food he has to buy every time is so expensive. It's like, and the child is not eating more. They are bills to us. But they need to be catered care. They need to be what? To be taken care of. They need the gold. They need that perfume. They need that meh. They need it. Now, where I come from, now, when you have, when the mom is, preparing food and feeding the family, she will give the biggest portion to daddy. The meat and everything. Give it to daddy. And then the kids, we just have to kind of struggle with. You just have to struggle with bones and all that. But you see, I mean, looking back, that's why mortality rate is very high. Life expectancy back home is very, it's around 55. There. Here is what? About 80. Yeah. Why? Because we feed the big man who doesn't need the meat. We feed him with the meat and push the person to the grave. Yeah.
With the palm oil.
Yeah, the palm oil. Yeah. While the child that needs the oil and that needs the meat, the child is starved. Yeah. And it's the same as in the house of God. This church is a small church. It's a baby church that needs the gifts and that needs the money. It's a small church that needs it. It needs its bills. The church is bills. Just like your baby. They are all bills. But we need the attention. And it's only wise people who can appreciate this. As we saw in the three wise men. When they went, they gave their gifts. How can you give gold to a little child? And when you go, it's not like the child is in a palace. It's in a stable, in a little corner, in a manger. And you go and say, wow, baby, get gold. It doesn't make sense. You see? It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. But it's the children that needs more of the money. Because they are built. They need to be taken care of. Now, you have to take care of the baby to a certain point. Just like all of us, we are taken care of to a certain point and then we can become self-sufficient. And the same with the house of God. At this stage, we need the care. We need the attention. We always be crying. Today we need this. Tomorrow we need that. We need it. By God's grace, when we are grown and we become big, when even you may even want to give. I mean, it's like we are self-sufficient by God's grace. And we may not need it as much as we need it at this stage. So take care of God's baby. Give all the attention and the gold and the gifts to the baby. The baby also needs the gifts. Amen.
Amen.
Are we changing?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Hurry up and get to that end. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, there's one beautiful lady. She always say, I'm a work in progress. Hey, I'm like, when will you get there? Yeah. We give only the $1 bills to the babies. Doesn't the baby need the $100 bills also?
Amen.
Yeah, the baby needs the $100 bills.
For what?
The baby needs $100 bills. Yeah. Food and water, right? And clothes.
Mm.
So babies need tithes. Babies need offerings. They need all of that for to help them to grow. This baby, which is the church and the house of God, needs the tithes, needs the offerings to help it to grow. It needs the gold. Amen. Yeah. Now, I learned the $1 bill and the $100 bill were having a conversation.
Really?
Yeah. And the $1 bill was saying that I have been to places. I've been to churches. Unfortunately, he mentioned this church also. He said, I've been to what? Victory Life, Abundant Life, what? Christ Charismatic. What are the big churches? What are the churches here?
Christ Fellowship.
First Baptist. What else? Glade. Is that a church? Okay. And then $100. Oh, wow. You know where I've been? I've been to Macy's. I've been to Target. I've been to what? Neiman Marcus. I've been to Kohl's. I've been to where else? Lord and Taylor. Men's Warehouse. But the $1 bill hasn't even seen what? Kohl's and Macy's before. All he sees is the church. All the $1 bill sees is the church. Hey, you are taking the gold to Macy's. You are taking the gold to what? Kohl's. The gold also has to come into the house of God. Amen. Yeah. So may we graduate from the $1 bills. The church also needs the $100 bills and the 50 and the 20s. Amen. Yeah. Naya, I hope you have what? 20? Or you have $1? Yeah. So the church needs a tithe and offering also to help us to grow. And as I told you, it's when you are a baby that we are bills. We can't work and take care of ourselves. But by God's grace, when we become old, then we can take care, work and take care of ourselves. Amen. 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 One day this church is going to be a blessing to all of us. Is it, I don't know, have you listened to Bishop's message? What do you call it? Our bishop has a podcast, and most of our bishops. On your podcast, go search for Dag Hayward Mills, okay? And you'll listen to so many messages. It's going to be helpful to you. Now, there were people who were giving testimonies, and as I told you, this Wednesday, by God's grace, we will also give testimonies, okay? Yeah, people were giving testimonies of how the church has been a blessing to them. Yeah, people were even up to tears, showing how the church has been a blessing. And it begins small. When it begins, it needs all that what? Attention and the care and the going, coming and all that. But when it grows, then it becomes a blessing to you. Even at this stage, by God's grace, it's even become a blessing to us. Yeah. Even at this young stage. So what about when it becomes so big? Yeah, just like the mustard seed. The Bible says that when the mustard seed becomes big, birds of the air come and nest in it. Matthew chapter 13, verse 31. Birds of the air, they come and nest in it. But when it's a seed, where would the bird perch? When it's just a seed, when it's just a baby, where would the bird perch? 13:31, Matthew chapter 13, verse 31. Where would the bird perch? You wouldn't have any place. Which amount? Verse 32, what does it say? And it's a list of all seed. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Amen. Yeah. So by God, we're going to grow and become big. We're going to have branches. And then you can bring birds of the air to come and perch. Yeah, you come and then by God's grace, what? We have breakfast for you. Yeah, you come to church, you have breakfast, you just come chill. And then before you even start the whole service, It's a service. You have better food, just like we are having now. Okay? Yeah, brunch. You have that also. And so many other things that will come. Amen. Yeah. But now it's just at the seed level. But don't just laugh at it. It's like, oh, I mean, even if what the fox come and jump over it, it will fall down. Even if the fox come and just get closer, it will fall down. Just come and then listen to the comments of people. But don't be like them. But be people who are wise and people who will give glory to God as it is. For God's wonderful baby. Okay? Yeah. You are looking for the Savior, but the Savior is in that child who is at the manger. That is the Savior. That is the Savior. It doesn't matter if it was skinny clothes, wrapped so much that where is the baby? It might be weighing what? 2 pounds. But it's still a baby. And it will grow and become very big. Amen. 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 So what are we going to do for the baby? What are the sacrifices that we have to sacrifice for this baby to grow? What are we going to do? Feed them. So Gloria, what's your feeding? When you relate it to the church, what's your feeding? What's your feeding going to be? You feed a baby, right? So what are you going to do for this baby, which is this church? What are you going to do for this baby? Sing for it? Oh, I said it. Yes, say it yourself. What will you do for this baby? Pray for the baby on the prayer line. Amen. Not your kitchen, on the prayer line. Yeah. Evans, what are you going to do for this baby? In your estimation. Naya, what are you going to do for this baby? They force you to say it, right? Wow. Amen. We all going to give our gold to this baby. We all going to give our frankincense and myrrh to this baby, because this baby demands our attention, and God is gonna bless us. Amen. Amen. One day, as I was saying, this church is gonna become very large, and it's very soon become very big. It's gonna be a blessing to all of us. Yeah, you will just come, and then there will be so many wonderful things. A wonderful choir, yeah, wonderful praise and worship team, yeah. Beautiful Lucy is gonna graduate and sing more. Amen. Yeah. And Sister Gloria will be singing and backing. She wouldn't only be singing. Gloria only be only singing for the husband. But he'll sing for the church. Amen. Yeah, when this church grows up. Tiamor, yeah. You'll sing Tiamor for this church. Not for Amen. Wow. Just rise up on your feet. Yeah, just rise on your feet. Yeah, and just give a mighty clap offering unto the Lord. Do it better, do it better, do it better, do it better. Do it better for God's baby, for God's baby, for God's baby. Wow, 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 wow. We thank God for this blessed morning. Amen. Wow. Just close your eyes and just begin to thank God for the gift of this baby, for the gift of the church. As I've told you, God's baby is his church. Amen. Just begin to pray. Just begin to pray. That God will help you to take care of this baby. God will help you to take care of this child that he's giving. It's a gift unto us. It's a precious gift. Pray that your eyes will be open to see this baby, to see this church as a gift to you. And not to what? Criticize and to ridicule and to laugh at God's baby, but to give your gifts, all that you have, to the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Just close your eyes and begin to pray. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Just close your eyes and begin to pray. Just close your eyes and begin to pray. Just close your eyes. Naya, close your eyes and pray. Hey Moshidi Masana Maide Bo Shinima Yabala Bahayabo. Hey Amalaba Shidi Be Sinima Yabala Bo Sinima Ide. Oh Moshidi Malabahamaide. Oh Moshinima. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Amoshidime. Famaya Bahalaba. That God will help you to appreciate His child, to appreciate His baby, and not to ridicule it, and not to laugh at it, but to sacrifice for it, to give your gifts to this baby, because the baby demands and deserves these gifts. Pray and ask God to help you, to forgive you the time that you've criticized His child, talked bad against His baby. Oh, you didn't know. But just pray and say that, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Oh, Moshidi Masana Maya Malaba Senimo. Yebe Sinima Yabalaba Sana Maide Beyebolobo Sinimaide. Hey, Amalabo Shudobo Sinimayaba. Hey, Amalaba Hayabalaba Idebe Sinimolobo. Hayabaha. Hey, they will see the bay. Hayamahalaba Hayabalaba Idebe Sinimolobo. Oh, my Abahalaba Sidibe, Bede Mayabalaba. Hey, Amahalaba Yabalaba. Oh, Moshidi Menebe. Hayabaha Moshudobo. Hey, Amalaba Idebe, Bosinimayabalaba Ide. Hey, Amalaba. Hey, Moshidi Mayaba Sana Maidebe, Bosinimide. Oh, Moshudobo Sana Maidebe de Mo. Hayabalaba Hayabahalaba Hayabahayaba. Hey, Amoshudobo Sinimayabalaba Ide. Hey, Amashidi Bede Munobolobo. Hey, Amashana Maybe. Hina Malaba, Halabalaba. Hey, Amalabalabalaba Idebe Sinimalaba. Oh, Moshudobolobo. Hey, the baby, baby. Oh, Moshudobo Sana Mahayaba Halabo Hidebe. Oh, Moshidi Mahalaba Hidebe Hidebe. Oh, Moshudobo Sinima Halaba Hidebe. Oh, Moshidi Behidebe Hayaba Halaba Hayaba. Oh, Moshidi Molobo Hidebe Hayaba. I am Moshidi Behidebe Malaba Idebolobo. I am a city behe, Amoho, Hidebe. Oh, Moshudobo Hede Mahalaba Hide. I am Moshidi Mayabalaba Hama Sidebe. Oh, Moshudobo Hidebe Hamalabalaba Idebe Bolobo. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.